Perek Gimel Mishnah Yotes, one of the most complicated philosophical concepts. Much ink has been spilt to explain this Mishnah, and the great philosophers, the early Rishonim, dealt at great length with this complication, this difficulty. Four law words in the Mishnah: Hakol Tzofui V'Harishus Nituna. Everything is foreseen, yet man has freedom of choice. How can that be? That Rabbi Kiva says two things which seemingly contradict each other. On the one hand, Hakol Tzofei, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. Predestination, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows Mashahaya, Yiyye, V'yiyye, La'olam, Al'olam, Al'amim. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what was, what is, and what will be. Therefore, how can it be that the latter part of the Mishnah, Harishos Nesuna, that every man has the ability to choose what's right and what's wrong, to do good or to do bad? Harishos Nesuna, everybody has that opportunity to do and to make choices. How could that be? How could it be that HaKol Tzofui, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything? And on the other hand, Harishos Nesuna, that man has the opportunity to make choices. Of course, this statement of Rabbi Kiva is dealt with at great length, I just mentioned, but let me refer you to the words of the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Hey, Halacha Hey, who asks this question explicitly when he says, Shema Tomar, if you're going to say, Halo Kadosh Baruch Hu Yodea, Kol Mashia, Kol Dem Shia, God knows everything before it even happened. Yoyida Shezet Tzadik or Rasha Lo Yeda. He knows if this person will be a Tzadik or not. How can it be, says the Rambam, continues, Vim Tomer Shiedi Shia Tzadik Vav Shiresha Har Lo Yeda Har Dav Al Burio. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not sure if this person will be a Tzadik or Rasha, does that mean that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is missing some knowledge? Deyes HaTshuva Sheila Zu Aruka Meretz Mida Rechav Minyam. The answer to this question can take up books, volumes, shelves, Vikama Ikarim Gedolim Harim Ramin Tulimba, and their mountains that are used to answer this question and are hinging on the answer to this question. Listen, says the Rambam, to what I'm saying. You need to understand what I'm saying to answer this question. And he writes, the answer is that we don't understand. There's no way for us to understand and appreciate. Shakarish Baruch Hu, Eini Yodea B'Dea Shichutz Mimenu Kibnei Adam. Shehein V'Daitem Shnaim. Elohu Yisparuch Shmo V'Daito Echad. We can't appreciate God's knowledge when it means that God can understand everything and know everything, and that man still has the opportunity to make a choice. Listen to the words of the Rambam, the great philosopher, the doctor. It's impossible for the human brain to understand and to grapple and to appreciate this seeming contradiction. The same way that man can't see God with five finger clarity, as the pasuk says, "Ki lo yirani ha'adam achai, kach ein koach pa'adam lahasig v'limtzo daito shelabore." We can't appreciate this particular philosophical difficulty, as the Navi says, as the Rambam quotes, "Ki lo machshevosai machshevosechem v'lo darcheim derachayin umashem." That we don't know and understand God's ways. We can't appreciate God's knowledge. V'kevan shekenu ein banu koach leida echyeda kadosh baruch hu kol abruim asem. We can't understand and appreciate how this is possible. But nonetheless, the Rambam spends the entire fifth chapter of Hilchos Tshuva and says that it's up to us to make decisions. Rishus kol adam nesunalo, it's up to man to choose. Imratza lahatos atzma l'derech tova, ulios tzadik harishus piyadu. We can be tzadikim. It's up to us. We have free choice, free will. Vimratza lahatos atzma l'derech ra, ulios rasha shus piyadu. If you want to be a tzadik like Moshe or a rasha like Yeravim ben Nevat, it's up to you. As the Torah says, Re'ei nasati lefneichem hayom, hatov, ve'haaretz, ve'hara, it's up to you to decide between good and bad. Do you want chayim and tov, or do you want misa and ra? It's our choice. It's up to us. It's the whole precedent of tshuva. How could it be that we don't have choice if we spend an entire month of Elul, Atzeres Yemei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur? We have a choice. We can change. The whole Torah is based on that. That it's our opportunity to become greater, bigger, change, and to make amends. As Rabbi Saul Salanter famously said, it's easier to go through Shas, to finish Shas, than to have Shas go through you, because it's not easy to change even one Midah, as the Gra says. You're in this world to change one Midah. If we could go from being angry people to being not angry. If we go from being a sad person to being a happier person. Change one midah. Try to wake up in the morning 1 minute earlier. Try to learn an extra Mishnah. It's not easy. But Rishus, Kol Adam Nesunalo, it's up to us to choose. I once had a fascinating experience where I was able to appreciate this Mishnah in a very, very powerful way. I was standing outside of the Beis Medrash as a young boy, Bacher, and there was a major Shir Klali, a lecture taking place in the Beis Medrash, and I was outside of the Beis Medrash speaking with a friend, and I saw a Bacher in the Beis Medrash running to go inside. And I knew that this fellow was going to embarrass himself, because as he was running toward the door of the Beis Medrash, I knew there was a Shir Klali going on. He didn't know that. So I knew if this youngster was going to jump into the Beis Medrash, he was going to embarrass himself completely. But it was his choice. He could run fast. He could run slow. He could peek in through the window and make a decision whether or not he should go in or shouldn't go in. But I knew what he was going to do because I saw in his face what he was headed for and where he was doing. But he could have slowed down. So I, Kaviyachal, was playing God because I saw the whole picture. I knew what was happening in the Beis Medrash. I knew the Rosh Hashiva was giving a Shir Klali. I knew this boy was running to jump inside, and I knew what was going to happen, but he still had free choice to make a decision. Go or don't go. Look or don't look. Slow down or go faster. Then I appreciate Rabbi Akiva, Hakol Tzofui V'Arishus Nesuna. Everything is foreseen. I saw it all. I could predict what was going to happen. Yet he had the freedom of choice. That's what's happening here. And while it's true we can't appreciate, understand this as the Rambam, the greatest philosopher, explained to us, at the same time we have to be ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim and understand and appreciate that with this idiosyncrasy, with this philosophical dilemma, with this seeming contradiction and inconsistency, the Rambam explains to us that we can't understand it. It's not up to the human mind to grapple and to appreciate and to understand it. And as Reb Chaim Soloveitchik once said, that the definition of emunah is where the brain is unable to grasp something, that's where emunah begins. The moment that you can no longer understand something, the minute you can no longer articulate, explain, write, or articulate what something is and how something works, that's the moment when emunah begins. So we are believers, and a believer means that we can't always understand something, but we still march forward, and we still understand that it's up to us to get up in the morning and when to go to sleep at night. It's up to us if we're going to open a sefer this afternoon or not open up a sefer. It's up to us how we're going to make a phone call and treat the person who's going to knock on our door this afternoon, or will I not treat this person with respect? Will I look after my mother and father? Will I look after my child and grandchild? Will I make a phone call? Will I do what I'm supposed to do? Will I prepare dinner? Will I not prepare dinner? It's all up to us. It's our choice. I could sleep and be horizontal all day, or I could get up and go ahead and do something and accomplish and help and learn and daven. How long will I daven? Will I daven well? Won't I daven well? Go for it. We can do it. Harishus Nesun, it's up to us to make that choice. Even though Hakol Tzafui, even though everything is well known and everything is understood by a Kadosh Baruch in advance, we can't allow this paradox, this very difficult concept, to stop us, but it should uplift us and should inspire us that we can do, we can accomplish, we can move forward and march forward, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to be. Don't forget the mashal, and don't forget the events that occurred to me. I found that helpful in appreciating this Mishnah, and at the same time, we have to remember the words of the Rambam, that we can't get it all, and that's what it means to be a Ma'amin. Harishus Nesuna. Let's make the choice, v'chai b'hem, live by them.